And then there were 16. At the World Cup, I mean. After today, 16 teams are left standing in Brazil, still chasing soccer's ultimate trophy. And the big news from Brazil? The U.S. is still in it. We'll have more on that later in the show. Meanwhile, as I speak, 14 contestants are hard at it in another much smaller but similarly international competition in Queens, New York. It's a long-distance road race, arguably even more epic than the games in Brazil. From our ultra-marathon desk, Bruce Wallace reports.
A lot of the time, road races are all the Shri Chinmoy Self-Transcendence 3100-mile race is more the Enthusiasm Awakeners sang encouraging mantras for the runners assembled at a high school in Queens, New York, on a recent Sunday morning, 3 days into the World Cup. A race organizer introduced the runners. They're 14, from Russia, Ukraine, Slovakia, Bulgaria, Austria, Australia, Switzerland, Scotland, one from the U.S. The clock nears 6 a.m.,
on your marks, set, go!
There's a lot of other stuff that sets this race apart from your typical long-distance run. For one, it's really long distance. 3,100 miles. They run from 6 in the morning until 12 at night, covering 60 or 70 miles every day for a month and a half. And they do it all without leaving this one city block. They go round and around about 110 times a day. The race, and most of its runners, are inspired by the teachings of Shri Chinmoy, an Indian spiritual guru who relocated to this corner of New York City in the 1960s and set up a school. Chinmoy urged his disciples to test the limits of what they considered possible.
His philosophy behind putting on such long races was it gave runners an opportunity to go beyond what their conception is that their capacity is.
Sahishnu Seshal has been involved in the races since they began in the late 70s.
He felt that people have unlimited capacity if they can tap into an inner resource. And when they become athletes, he always encourages them to be alert and to practice concentration while they're running.
Chinmoy foot races got longer and longer and spread across the globe. This is the 18th year of the 3100, which calls itself the longest certified foot race in the world. Chinmoy died in 2007, but he's still everywhere at the race. His pictures and quotes adorn the starting line, and it's his songs that the Enthusiasm Awakeners sing to the runners each morning. Ten days later, the day of the infamous bite at the World Cup, they're still running. Volunteers count off each lap.
23, Vasu. Ranjal, 40.
The runners are working through some physical troubles, but Chinmoy races are, as the followers say, as much an inner race as a physical one. William Sitchell, a 60-year-old from Scotland, has done a bunch of long runs. But as we walk-ran together, he told me that the duration makes this one totally different.
Just relentless, you know, you get up every morning and this monkey in the corner, 109, 110 laps, you know, sort of, and you think, oh, God, you know. But you try not to think of it too much, don't obsess about the laps.
Instead, Sitchell focuses on the minutiae of the course, the variation as he circles the block.
It's like each side of the course feels like a bit like a different world. Again, it almost feels like you're on a different course.
This is Australian Sarah Barnett's second go at the race. When she started last year, she kind of wished she was on a different course.
I got a bit depressed the first few weeks because I'd go past this main road here and think, oh man, I wish I was out in a forest somewhere, or, you know, it's not exactly the most scenic place. But, you know, we have to be able to meditate here, right in the middle of New York, you know. So.
Barnett was one of four runners who didn't finish the race last year. But she ran 2,600 miles and is going strong this year. A lot of the people who do finish keep coming back for more. They say Chinmoy's teachings about self-transcendence still drive them.
Nidrivi, 109.
I stopped by the race again right before midnight. The runners were making their last laps for the day. The fastest was getting close to 700 miles. But that rate only has another 34 days, or 4,373 laps around the block. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, Queens, New York.